Today on the Pageant Cast, Jillian Eyring, National Misses 2013. Today on the Pageant Cast.
Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
Hi, I'm Amy Gregorio, Mrs. International 2013, and you're watching Pageant Cast, the internet's first podcast about beauty pageants. And here is your host, Tim Krenchman.
You're watching the Pageant Cast, and today we are so excited because we have Jillian Eyring. She's National Mrs. 2013. Hello, Jillian.
Hello, Tim and Pageant Cast.
Oh, thank you so much for allowing us to come into your home tonight. Where are we calling you?
I am in the suburbs of Cleveland, Ohio.
All right. And as we're recording this, it's a beautiful winter day, right?
It's an awful blizzard, and I cannot wait for the sun in the summer. And I love winter. It has just been too long.
Anyway, I want to ask you all about your pageant as National Misses. So tell me about it. What's the basis of the pageant?
Well, the program is the National Miss Teen, Miss, Ms., and Mrs. program. It was founded by Suzanne Moore. We're in our second year, so this will be our third set of queens. We did have a set of inaugural queens to go out and really promote the system. And our slow door motto, what have you, for the program is inspiring others through the world of positive pageantry. And that's what's really unique about this program. Not only do we work on our own platforms, although they're not needed for the system, it's all about positive promotion of pageantry and the good things that come with pageantry. I know there's a lot of systems out there that can have some negatives, some positives. Suzanne really put her best foot forward in trying to create a good opportunity for women to meet one another and make a difference.
So you mentioned Suzanne. She founded this just a short time ago. I met Suzanne at Beauties America. You have a history with Beauties of America as well. So you know different pageants. You've been involved in Miss America pageants, as I remember, for quite a few years.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Now, what was your talent when you were doing Miss America?
I did lyrical, but I did not win until I started tap dancing. So once I started tap dancing, I ended up winning the highest score dancer at Miss Ohio, Miss America. So I made waves tapping.
So that you're such a great tap dancer, that means you went into politics, correct?
No, but no. I sure do love them. Insurance, so is that much different? I don't know.
I really don't know.
Insurance has a lot of politics involved, so there you go.
It certainly does, and your platform is about disabled persons. Did that come out of insurance, or was it the other way around? How did that work?
You know, I actually grew up, I had arthritis growing up. I was diagnosed with juvenile arthritis back in the sixth grade. And I was told to stop dancing. Obviously, you don't tell a 12-year-old to stop dancing. They're going to keep going. And I kept going. I still will dance nowadays. I don't really dance professionally or competitively anymore. I taught dance throughout college. But I certainly haven't let my disability stop me. I've been involved with programs such as Dancing Wheels and Verleza Dance, which are programs for individuals with disabilities to actually go out and do Main Street dance classes, Main Street dance performances. It integrates the able body and the sit-down dancer into one unique experience, really creating a good inclusion environment for those living with disabilities.
We, sure, of course, have a lot of directors that watch the show and pageant participants, and I think we're all sick of hearing the same songs used for opening number over and over and over
and
again.
Over.
So tell people, what do you think are some great songs that you haven't heard used at pageants that people could use for a opening number or for gown or for swimsuit or whatever. Are there some songs that you think, hey, that's a great dance tune and nobody's using it? And please don't say Gangnam Style. Please don't say that.
No, I'm really over like the old classic tunes like Orange Colored Sky and Everyone Does I've Got a Feeling, Tonight's Gonna Be a Great Night, yada yada yada.
Yeah.
I actually New Eyes, I love Bruno Mars. I think he has some really amazing upbeat tunes. Obviously in pageantry you have to keep the message of the music positive, make sure the lyrics are clean, and Bruno Mars is one person that actually does that. And I have yet to really see a whole lot of Bruno Mars into the pageants. Classically, though, I'd love to see a little Motown and some pageants. A little Michael Jackson goes a long way.
You know, and I got to be honest with you. One of the songs I've always expected to hear at a pageant, and maybe you've heard it at one, but I have never heard the song Celebrate by Kool & the Gang at a beauty pageant. I'm like, that would be perfect right after the crowning, and just crank that up as people are coming up to congratulate. I just thought that would be fantastic. I've never heard it, but I've heard No Mountain High Enough about 1,000 times at different pageants. And, you know, honestly, and you compete at Miss America, just tell me, how many times have you heard somebody sing Somewhere Over the Rainbow and you wish that Judy Garland was there instead? It's just overused. It's just overused. I'm glad to hear some new ideas.
Well, I have yet to hear the music for our national program, but I can tell you, Suzanne, I will be choreographing for the national program this year.
Oh, fantastic. Now, where is the national program going to be held this year?
It will be in Williamsburg at the Fort McGuire Hotel, Williamsburg, Virginia.
Now, Williamsburg is a wonderful area for folks that haven't been there before. I particularly like the Busch Gardens. And
Our hotel actually is going to be within a couple miles of Busch Gardens. We will be heading to Ripley's, believe it or not, for the second year in a row. And we go to Sal's Italian restaurant there. So we do have some really great sponsors and corporate partnerships in Williamsburg that have been extremely supportive of the program.
It's a fantastic vacation stop, and I know you're going to have a great time. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be back with Jillian Eyring. She's National Mrs. 2013 in just a moment. Welcome to the TKPN Studios, and today we're going to give you an insider tip on how to use PageantCast.com. A lot of people ask how they can subscribe to the show so they don't miss a single show. Well, it's easy to do. Just go and here's the PageantCast website. Scroll down a little bit, and there will always be subscription options for the podcast. The easiest way is if you have iTunes, just click on that subscribe button right there, and that will subscribe to the show right in iTunes. You might want to have iTunes open before you hit it. The other thing I want to show you is this feed button right here where you can actually subscribe to the feed if you know how to do such things. Let me show you another option that you have. Go up to the top, and you'll see there's a tab that says subscribe. If you click on just the word subscribe, it'll bring up a whole thing about how to subscribe, some instructions on how to do it, and it'll give you all sorts of information. But the other thing that you can do is if you hover over subscribe, you see it opens up a little mini menu there, and there's the word feeds. Now, once you learn how to subscribe with feeds, these are very powerful because we give you a lot of different options down here. You can go directly to our Twitter feed and subscribe only to that, just the Twitter posts that we have. You can click on our photos. This is a very popular feed. A lot of people are following this one. Every time I put up a photo, it will tell you about it. Now, what can you use this with? You can use it with If This Then That and a couple other services. Also, we have feeds for just everything that comes out on our homepage, which includes some news articles, and our video shows only, audio shows only, and all of our shows. So you can pick which ones you want to subscribe to. And again, you can just cut and paste that feed right into iTunes, which can read it, or another feed collecting item like Miro and some of those programs. Check it out and enjoy. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate. Give me a call, send me an email at pageantcast@gmail.com.
Hope you're enjoying the PageantCast, the internet's first podcast dedicated to the world and women of beauty pageants. This is Ileana Frangidis, Miss Teen America 2012, wishing you TR dreams.
We're back with the beautiful, the talented Jillian Eyring. She is National Mrs. 2013. Welcome back, Jillian.
Thank you.
Now, I hear you have something for our show and tell. What have you got there for us? Oh, let's see it. Let's see it.
Well, I actually have, not only is my shirt designed by LIS Designs, it's one of our design companies that makes all of our Swarovski crystallized things for the pageant. But each winner in our national program actually wins an origami owl necklace. And for the ladies out there watching, they've probably heard of these. This is a new fad started by a 17-year-old girl who just wanted to buy a car. It's really taken off, and Suzanne actually gave us these lockets that have my 2013 year, a crown, and a rose. So it's a pretty neat token. I wear this almost every day, actually. It's a little more of a unique pageant token where you can walk around and you can have a memory of your week at your pageant. So I would definitely suggest that you enter our programs to win one of these, or you buy one for your own and promote your own pageant system and be able to keep a special memory by you.
Okay, for people that don't know the story, because I just heard you talking about this origami necklace, and I'm thinking, she wanted a car and she got a necklace? What are you talking
about? She wanted a car, so she started a business, and now I'm sure she has a house and then some.
Okay, fantastic.
Shark Tank type thing, who knows?
Hey, I don't know about necklaces. That's not my...
Actually, speaking of Shark Tank, Tim,
yes.
Do you watch Shark Tank?
I do indeed, but I binge watch it. I watch like an entire season in a short period of time. And I have to tell you, I walk out and I feel like I've been in the tank myself. But I love the show. I love it.
Although I'm always trying to come up with my million-dollar idea, there was a perfume and cologne on the show. I believe it was called Money. And Money is actually one of the new sponsors for the National Miss Teen, Miss, Ms. and Mrs. program. So the winners of this year's pageant will win a bottle of the Money cologne that was seen on Shark Tank.
Oh, how cool. That's
pretty
fantastic.
Cool.
I'm trying to remember that one.
Apparently it makes you smell like money.
So let's get back to the pageant itself. Do you have a favorite portion, a phase of competition that you enjoy over the others?
I'm one of those rare people who really enjoy the fitness competition. It's one of those things that really motivates me. I've been working out in the gym five days a week for the past 15 years, so it's a lifestyle habit for me, but always having an end goal to look forward to and really train for is exciting to me. I don't do any fitness competitions, but I certainly enjoy hitting the weights and seeing how much I can lift. I might not be small, but I'm pretty strong.
Are there any particular appearances that you had that were really highlights of your year of service so far?
Actually, I've been doing a lot of judging as National Misses, and I find that that's coming to me more frequently, maybe because I'm a Mrs. title holder, maybe because I'm aging, or maybe because I have a lot of pageant experience. But I have to say, meeting with contestants after the program and being able to talk to them about the growth of whatever system they're doing and how they can further their own lives through pageantry is really special to me. And I am a firm believer of being able to support all systems, because after all, our message is positive pageantry. So if I can get out there and promote our system, letting them know that there are good title holders out there who really believe in pageantry, I think that's pretty neat.
Tell me, a lot of people come to me and they say, how do I get more appearances, Tim, during the year? And you do a fair amount of appearances. What is it that you do? What's your magic voodoo?
I don't have magic voodoo. It's an extremely difficult thing to do. I'd be lying if I said it didn't take a lot of contacts. I actually utilize Facebook quite a bit to reach out to people that I know or people that I know who know someone else. In my theory, pageantry as well as your own career and getting a job is all about networking. The more people you know, the more people you can network with, the more opportunities that will be presented to you. I live in a very big city, so for me, I find it extremely difficult and problematic to try and make a lot of appearances. I know there was, I was trying to do, you know, they had a celebrity fashion show. Mm-hmm. Well, when you live in a big city like Cleveland, the celebrities are the newscasters. Right. So it's very hard to be able to fit in. So you need to look at your own city and see where you fit in into that type of environment. And with the national title, it helps me because I really can expand and, you know, go a little further outside the box. But network, network, network.
Great. Now, I'm planning a trip to go out to Cleveland to see the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So that's going to be one day of my trip. What should I do on a second day in Cleveland?
I would suggest that you eat, eat, and eat. Cleveland is one of the foodie capitals in America. And if you're going to do anything in Cleveland, I mean, I could tell you to go to the museums and the Playhouse. I'm going to tell you to go to Ohio City and to Tremont and to check out some of Michael Simon's restaurants. It's a pretty neat area. And as a foodie myself, I'm a big foodie blogger and Disney food blogger. That's what I would suggest you do, because I think that's what makes our city really unique. We're made up of a lot of different European cities. So we have Little Italy. We have Old Polish Town. Mm-hmm. That's what Cleveland's about, is old European towns coming together making really amazing food. And we love Michael Simon.
Fantastic. That's great advice, and I'm sure I'm going to take it. Hey, we're just about out of time. Do you have any last items that you would like to mention to the viewers of the Pageant Cast?
I would just encourage you to check out our website at crownsofinspiration.com. Our pageant is in August. The national program is accepting contestants of all ages and marital status to represent your state. We hope to see you there. It's an amazing opportunity with an extremely supportive director. So I hope to see you there, and maybe you can be the next National Mrs. 2014.
Fantastic. Thanks so much for your time tonight,
Joe.
Now, one of the things we like to do at the end of the Pageant Cast is to see your best pageant wave. I want to see this best pageant wave that you have. Let's see it here. That's a pretty good one. That's pretty good. I'm going to give that a passing grade. That is what we call the standard. That's more of that, what is it, wrist, elbow thing?
But in quick fashion. It's not the Cinderella. This is the Cinderella. Yeah,
which to me looks like you are caught in the spell of one of the frozen princesses or something. And it actually is unnerving, so please don't do that again. I might scream.
We'll do this one. Yeah.
I see that one. That's called the scrunch.
I call it the chicken.
Okay. Yeah, I see that. I'm slowly trying to come up with names for all these, because there's quite a few varieties that I've seen. So I'm highly entertained by it. So, all right, Jillian, thanks again so much. And to all of our viewers as well, Tierra Dreams.
Pageant Cast.